the beat.
I came into town with a knapsack on my shoulder and a pocket full of stories that I just had to tell. You know I've knocked around a bit and I've had my share of small town glories. It's time to hit the city and that crazy carousel. You know I've been feeling sorry for myself, but you know I was only lonely like everybody. You brought your Sunday morning sunshine here into my Monday morning rain. It taught me happiness just one time. Been back again. These streets were never highways. Days were never my days, for I had not known your love. It's funny how a city can put on a different face when it holds the one you care for. It becomes a different place. And I never felt so far from
why we stayed away so long. God almighty. It's good being here, and we're going to do some story songs for you tonight, some songs you may have heard before, a couple things that are brand new. This next song actually has a story that goes with it before the story of the song. It turns out that Gray Advertising, which does the national media work for Greyhound Bus Lines, had heard I'd written a song called Greyhound, and they gave me a call, said, Harry, I hear you got a song about us. And I said, yep. And they said, well, gee, we'd love to hear it. Maybe we could use it behind some of our commercials. I'm sure they'd hoped I'd come up with something like that Coke ad of last year that sold a billion copies. My version for Greyhound might have sounded something like, I'd like to teach the world to ride a good old Greyhound bus, or something like that. But I had to tell them in all honesty that the lyrics of my song went, take the Greyhound, it's a dog of a way to get around. And for some reason they became a little less enthusiastic, and I never heard from them again. But I have spent a good portion of my growing years in such thrilling spots as the Scranton, Pennsylvania bus terminal and the Ithaca, New York bus terminal and good old Port Authority bus terminal in New York City. Is Kansas City blessed with a Greyhound terminal? What do they call it? Greyhound Terminal. A lot of civic pride there bursting out, I can see right away. Well, why don't you come along with us? We're going to take an all-night ride on a Greyhound bus and leave the driving to them. That's the air brakes.
No shit, man.
It's gonna be one of them kind of nights, I see it already. I'm sure there are phone calls coming in from the Catholic Church. Midnight at the depot, and I drag my bags in line. Traveling light, I got to go, but the bus won't be on time. Everybody's looking half alive. Later on, the bus arrives. They punch my ticket and they find a seat, and we move out past the lights. Come on, driver, where's your heat? It's cold out in the night. I keep telling to myself that I don't care. Come tomorrow, I'll be there. The dog all the way to get around. Take the Greyhound. It's a dog all the easy way to get you down. I'm tired of watching my night go by, so I look across the aisle. The window's frosted, I can't sleep, but the girl smile. She reminds me of someone I knew back home. So it goes, so it goes. When you take the Greyhound, it's a dog all the way to get around. Take the Greyhound. Way to get you down. Well, I'm wrinkled on my stool at the rest stop. The waitress being cozy with a highway car. My coffee's tasting tired. My eyes roll over dead. I got to go outside, get the gas out of my head. Oh, be in bed.
Putting off, I'm putting myself.
lose the heights. I should have realized by now that all my life's a wreck. It's time to find some happy times and make myself some friends. We know there ain't no rainbow waiting when this journey. Stepping off of this dirty bus, first time I've understood. It's got to be the going, not the getting there, that's good. Now that's a thought for keeping, if I could. It's got to be the going, not the getting there. Let's go.
Listen, before we go any farther, I think you should meet the three other gentlemen up here with me. The guy on my left is responsible for the different sound of this group. As a matter of fact, the New York Times recently called him an unusual texture. I've heard him called other things, but when I first met Mike, he told me he'd gone to Juilliard for 7 years. Juilliard's a great music school in New York City. The thing that impressed me about it was that I thought it was a four-year school. And then I found out later that he had gone to Juilliard, but it wasn't that Juilliard. It was the Juilliard School for the Mentally Infirm in Boise, Idaho. Actually, it has something to do with music out there. You see, out there they believe in musical therapy as a way of working out one's aggressions. And Mike has a very strong mother fixation, and so they looked around the various instruments of the orchestra, found him a figure eight-shaped one, and gave him a phallic symbol to play it with, and he's doing just fine. A warm welcome for an incredible cellist, Michael Masters. Well, all right. He's also on Beret tonight. Back here behind me is an old friend of mine, playing bass, and probably the last of the living castrati. See, John used to be the boy soprano soloist at the Grace Church Episcopal Choir for boys and men. I was in the same choir. I was the resident frog. Also in the same choir was a kid named Bobby Lamb, who's the organist and songwriter for Chicago. So it was sort of an interesting choir, little Miss white-haired Miss McKittrick had. Who knows who the castrati were? Anybody? You do? Who are they? You see, back in the Middle Ages in Italy, when they had a choir boy with a particularly beautiful voice, they didn't want to lose it to puberty, so they performed a very simple operation. And lo and behold, the voice was preserved forever. Well, thank God in John's case, the operation was reversible, and he's ended up by being the world's only one-man choir. My old friend, Big John Wallace. Now, what should I say about you tonight, Ron?
Well, just tell him I'm Ron and I still got my balls.
Well, Ron, besides playing lead guitar, see, he comes from a little town upstate New York called Manlius, New York. That's how many people live there. And, it's famous only for the fact that all its inhabitants make their living doing something with or to cows. And Ron got sick of that rather soon and learned how to play guitar. And anybody who's interested in good sounds in the guitar department tonight, listen and watch the nimble fingers of lead guitarist Ronald Palmer. Here's our only message song. We come from the old school where you're supposed to have something socially and morally uplifting somewhere in your set. And after looking through our repertoire, I realized we were in trouble and decided that this just might qualify. It's what a dirty old man like Big John back here would say to a lovely young lady when she came and asked him that most basic question.
I'm talking about love. Well, she asked me, what is it good for? She asked me, what could it do? She asked me, what does it feel like? And I told her all that I knew.
I'm talking about love.
Love can solve anybody. I'd be wrong if I said that it could. Love can save anybody.
I said it makes your body feel good.
Woo! 3, 4. She was down by delicious delighted. She was something jumping joy. She was laughing crazy excited. Like a baby with a brand new car.
He's talking about
love can solve anybody. I'd be wrong if I said that it could.
We're talking about love.
Love can save anybody.
I said it makes your body feel good.
Get it.
Talking about love.
Love can solve anybody. I'd be wrong if I said that it could. Help me out, let's hear it.
Talking about love.
Love can save anybody. It just makes your body feel good.
We're going to get you into deep water right away here with another one of our two long story songs. This one's about another little town called Watertown, New York. I could describe it very simply by saying it's the modern-day 20th century equivalent of what it must have been like living in a frontier boom town about 20 or 30 years after the boom went through. It's a song about a little midnight watchman and a somewhat rotund waitress and a blonde he picked up one night, and it's called A Better Place to Be. It was an early morning barroom, and the place just opened up, and the little man come in so fast, and he started at his cuffs. And the broader served the whiskey. She was a big old friendly girl who tried to fight her empty nights by smiling at the world. And she said, hey bub, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell you been hiding and why you look so down? But the little man just sat there like he'd never heard a sound. The waitress she gave out with a cough and acting not the least put off she spoke. Once again she said, I don't wanna bother you, consider it's understood. No, I'm not no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good. And the little man took his drink in his hand and he raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips and he told the waitress this story. Down in Miller's Tool and Dine.
the time go by. A week ago at the diner, I stopped to get a bite. And this here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. And Lord, 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 she was all right. You see, she was so damn beautiful that she could warm a winter frost. But she looked long past lonely and well nigh on the lost. Now I'm not much of a mover or a pick-em-up easy guy, but I decided to glide on over and give her one good try. And Lord, 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 she was worth a try. I was tongue-tied like a schoolboy. I stammered out some words. It did not seem to matter much, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head. It shamed me into silence as quietly she said, if you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be. Anywhere's a better place to be. Well, I drove her to my boarding house, and I took her up to my room, and I went to turn on the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, please leave the light off. Oh, I don't mind the dark. And as her clothes all tumbled around her, could hear my heart. The moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just could not believe it, to think that she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, shh, I know just how you feel. And if you want to come here with me, then that's all right with me, 'cause I've been oh so lonely. Loving someone is a better way to be. Anywhere's a better place to be. Swiftly, I held her in my arms, and she slept like a baby, snug and safe from harm. Now I did not want to share her, or dare to break the mood. So before she woke, I went out to buy us both some food. A paper bag to find that she was gone. She left a 6-word letter
saying it's time that I moved on. You know the waitress, she took her bar rag and she wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. She said, I wish that I was beautiful, or that you were halfway blind. And I wish I weren't so goddamn fat. I wish that you were mine. And I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. For we both know all about emptiness and living all alone. And the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand, and he smiled a crooked grin. He said, I guess I'm out of gin, and I know we both have been so lonely. And if you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be. After hitting you with a longie like that, I think it's only fair to try to come up with a couple of short songs. But I seem to have a congenital inability to write something short. But luckily, Ron over here is the master of the 30-second epic. He can tell you all the story you need to know in about four lines. And since you're being so nice, maybe we could prevail upon him to do one or two. Mr. P, have you got some songs in your grab bag for us tonight?
Well, I guess I got one.
What are you going to start out with?
Oh, look, little thing called lesson number 18.
Now, wait a second. I usually explain a little bit about the song, you know, or the title, how I got the title. How come you called this lesson number 18?
Well,
he's high on life.
Yeah. Sure as hell makes your mouth dry. Wow.
Now, how come you call this lesson number 18?
Well, when I was 18 years old, I had this experience that I learned a lesson from.
Lesson number 18, Ron Palmer.
I never saw her before.
While he's hot, do you want to hear another one? Mr. P. Mr. P, you wouldn't happen to have another gem for us, would you?
Well, I guess I could do one more.
Now what do you call this classic?
This is experience number 9.
Now, hey, wait a second. What's the difference between a lesson and an experience?
Well, if you learn something, I guess you can call an experience a lesson. Sometimes you don't learn a damn thing. Keep on making the same mistakes over and over again. This is a little bicycling song, and I'd like to respectfully dedicate it to all those that enjoy pedaling their ass around town. Riding on my bicycle, feeling free and loose. I hit a parked car, fell on the crossbar, and I'll never reproduce.
We'll have to come back and hear a couple more of those later on, okay? This is a song about the statues in the middle of Indianapolis, Indiana. And in the central square, they've got giant marble edifices celebrating the noble dead of the Civil War, the Mexican-American War, the Spanish-American War, the First World War, the Second World War, the Korean War, and I'm sure the City Fathers are building one for the Vietnam War. And anyway, they call them monuments. I call it Pigeon Run.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Gun.
stone cold blind. But that's the reason he's on Pigeon Run. Oh, Pigeon Run. And pigeons perch upon his shoulder. They spread his head with fertilizer, but no hair grows upon his head. Nothing grows when you are dead. Here's a song I'd like to dedicate to all the bad guitar players in the world. Most of whom aren't as lucky as I am to have three madcap geniuses. What, I lose one? Three madcap geniuses up here behind me. Now listen up. I'm going to work hard on this one. Work out. I feel it now. You can hear it, can't you? The very day I purchased it, I christened my guitar as my Monophonic Symphony 12-string orchestra. In my room I practice late, and they leave me alone. My mother said, you're nothing yet to make the folks ride home. Home. I'd play it all the talent nights. I'd finish, they'd applaud. Some called it muffled laughter. I just figured they were odd. So I went up for an encore, but they screamed they'd had enough. Maybe I just need a group to help me do my stuff. And so I dream a bass will join me and fill the bottom in. And maybe now some lead guitar so it would not sound so thin. I need some drums to set the beat and help me keep in time. And way back in the distance, some strings would sound so fine. And we'd all play together like fine musicians should. And it would sound like music, and the music would sound good. But in real life, I'm stuck with that same old formula. Me and my Monophonic Symphony 12-string. Now listen up, it's my solo. Count them. Orchestra. Work out, fingers. Eat your heart out, Chet Atkins. I write love songs for my favorite girl and sing them soft and slow. But before I get to finish, she says she has to go. She's nice and says, excuse me, I've got to find a bar. I think I need refreshment, for I hear you play guitar. Oh, I sent a demo tape I made to the record companies. Two came back address unknown, one came back COD. Of course I get form letters, all saying pleasant things, like suggesting I should find a trade where I would not have to sing. And yes, I dream a bass will join me, fill the bottom in.
and maybe now some lead guitar, so it would not sound so thin. I need some drums to set the beat and help me keep in time. And way back in the distance, some strings would sound so fine. I need all the help I can get, and we'd all play together like fine musicians should. And it would sound like music, and our music would sound good. But in real life, I'm stuck with that same old formula, me and my monophonic symphony, 12-string. I'm gonna get that mother right. Orchestra!
We're gonna get around to that if that's all right. Here's a song about a DJ. And after it, we'll be coming back in about 15 minutes. Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was in the AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. I'm feeling all of 45, going on 15. The drinking I did on the last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said they didn't like the young sound. Drifted on down the dumps of Oklahoma to do me a late night talk show. Now I work my way down home again, get a boys in Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. The great good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. I'm feeling all of 45, going on 15. I'm making extra money doing high school sock-ups. I'm a big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children. Listen what they say to me. There's a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee. And there's a tire around my gut from sitting on my, but it's never gonna go away. Sometimes I get
this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles, still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and stop that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man.
Was not just one of the world's 100 worst banjo players working out, but also a subtle setting of a whole new mood here, because I've got a song that probably I've written that probably should be sung by Johnny Cash. And you know, as a matter of fact, hey John, would you help me out on the Johnny Cash portions of this song?
I give it a try, man. Can only do so much.
We probably could use a little Vassar Clemens on fiddle. You think you could play that pregnant violin so it sounded like a fiddle, Michael? All right, soul. We could probably use some Chet Atkins' Country Lakes on the guitar. Do you think you could help us out, Ron?
No, I guess not.
Okay, now, you got to follow this story now.
Sure, we'll try, man. Got any big words in it?
Yeah.
It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania, carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas. Carrying 30,000 pounds. Sing it, Big John.
Say it, old banana.
For everyone in that cold, scarred city where children play without despair and backyard slack piles that folks manage to eat each day. About 30,000 pounds of bananas. About 30,000 pounds of bananas. The sign that he should have seen, saying shift the low gear of $50 fine, my friend. He was thinking perhaps about the warm-bred woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2 miles up the curving road that wound from the top of the hill. He was pushing off through the shortened miles that wound down to the depot. Just a few more miles to go, then he'd go home and ever ease his long wet day away. And the smell of 30,000 pounds of bananas. And the smell of 30,000 pounds. Picking up speed as the city spread its swinging lights below him. But he paid no heed as the shivering thought of the lights went through him. His foot missed the brakes to slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound as it traced. It was funny how it made the old black man who could save him now. He was trapped inside a dead-end hillside, riding on his fair hunchback with everywhere one of those yellow green. I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds of bananas. I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds of bananas. The sweeping curve that led him to the steepest grade. And they missed the thankful passing bus at 90 miles an hour. And he said, God, make it a dream. As he rode his last rag down, he said, God, make it a dream. As he rode his last rag down. And besides what they need me for, cars and thought 13 telephone poles, 2 hours of cruising trees and blue cross, 7 people. It was then he lost his head, kept a vision in our control before he stopped. And he smeared for 400 yards along the hill that leads him to Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds. You guessed it. A banana. See the man who told me about it on the bus as it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He
shrugged his shoulders, shook his head, and said, he said, boy, it sure must have been something. I mean, 30,000 pounds of bananas. I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds of bananas. Of bananas. 30,000 pounds.
I think after hearing a song like that, that that maybe we should hear hear some of Ron's heartbreaking tales. That was a. Have you got any country and western songs to fit in the mood we have here?
Oh, hell yes.
What do you got for us?
I got one called Lesson Number 21.
You get these heartbreaking titles, Ron.
It's just it's a sad song about, Boy, so fucking great to be alive, man.
What, feel it, feel it. You catch that little thing here? Get into it that way.
Thought I'd met the love of my life. She was warm, so beautiful, so willing. But as those first days passed by, a tear came to my eye, and you could hear me crying out for penicillin.
Mr. P, you wouldn't happen to have one last ditty for us, would you?
Well, I guess I got one more.
What do you call this one?
This one is experience number 36.
Ah, now wait a sec. You got to tell them about this one. You can't just tell them the title. This is the one about L.A., right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead then. You got to tell them.
Well, we were out in L.A. doing our first album a couple of years ago, and one Saturday night I didn't have much to do, and I was just kind of walking around town, kind of depressed and lonely. Fuck off, man. I walked into this establishment. Somebody say something about smoking? I met her in a bar in L.A. She was a blonde with a come on in her eye. When she said, come home with me, my hand slid upwards from her knee. And that's when I found out she was a guy.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the lights. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the two little smiles, I still remember you. It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson had gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. Took off to find the sky. Oh, I've got something inside me to drive a princess blind. There's a wild man ways up. He's hiding in me, illuminating my mind. Something inside me, but it's not what my life's about. 'Cause I've been letting my outside climb me over till my time runs out. There was not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together. But I knew it'd never be around.
strange. Then she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change.
Well, another man might have been angry,
and another man might have been hurt,
but another man never would have let her go.
I stashed the bill in my shirt,
and she walked away in silence.
It's strange how you never know, but we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off the final footlights, I took off for the sky. And she's acting happy inside her handsome home, and me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips, getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned.
I'd like to do a song about a great American institution. I decided that there hadn't been a Jack Anderson type expose of the great American greasy spoon industry, and having been on the road for most of these last 2 years, I suddenly realized that there were a hell of a lot of greasy spoons to write about. I decided to base this, well, I wanted to write a nice concise four verse song, and I was going to base it on a greasy spoon in Brooklyn known as Maria's Diner. It's right next to the Hotel Bossert, where you can pick up other things. And but after writing three verses, I ran out of inspiration, so I had to put the song away for a while. And then about 3 months later, we went up to Rochester, New York, one of the magical places in the Western world. And to make this long story a little bit shorter, we went to a place called Jay's Diner on Route 15. And lo and behold, if not in the men's room of Jay's Diner, the long-lost fourth verse of our greasy spoon song unfolded in front of our very eyes. At times like that, songwriters know there is a God, and I finished the song and would like to do it for you tonight. The old greasy spoon. Now, wait a second. I suddenly thought, is there a good greasy spoon around this neighborhood that I could sort of... What? Wolf Burger? All right. All of those who have trouble getting into songs, I want you to do what the great method actors do, and that is put your mind in the line at Wolf Burger's. What the hell is that? Sounds like a mastodon in heat. Okay, now listen up. The old greasy spoon. The old greasy spoon is a place where I eat quite a lot. They make damn good burgers, but the coffee, it ain't so hot. I am served by a man with a sandpaper grin. There's no telling where his 10 fingers have been. It's the old greasy spoon, it's the place where I eat quite a lot. I come in past midnight and I catch the best of the crowd. There's a little old lady who's laughed at for crying out loud. But she pays for her food with a counterfeit bill. She glides out the door past the boy dressed to kill. It's a motorbike cowboy whose hair has more grease than the grill. There are flies all over.
over the counter and roaches on the floor. You know it's time, leave your illusions behind when you walk through that dirty glass door. The queen at the counter has his fried eggs in distaste. Then he orders some fruit juice before he returns to the chase. The maid in the back booth is picking her nose. Does she or doesn't she? Everyone knows that the old greasy spoon, the place where the real facet goes. Play it round with feeling, grease it out now. Michael, show them how to play greasy, will you, my boy? I think he just blew about 15 years of cello lessons. Could you find the right note now, please? Well, that mother. This is our thank you Rochester verse. I go to the restroom and there are some names on the wall. There are graphic descriptions and all of the numbers to call. Now you can't call it dirty, you can't call it clean. It's sort of a basic all-American latrine. I go to the head, but there are four legs in the stall. You could say in the bathroom that someone was having a ball. It's the old greasy spoon.
My stomach feels queasy.
It's the old greasy spoon.
Eggs over greasy.
Is the old greasy spoon?
There's things in my French fry.
Is the old greasy spoon?
And please hold those. Flies.
Here's a song about a singer from Dayton, Ohio. His name is Mr. Tenor. And one day he comes smack up against the New York Times. See if you can follow the story.
We'll try.
Mr. Tenor was a cleaner from a town in the Midwest. And of all the cleaning shops around, he'd made his the best. But he also was a baritone who sang while hanging clothes. He practiced scales while pressing tails and sang at local shows. His friends and neighbors praised the voice that poured out from his throat. They said that he should use his gifts instead of cleaning coats. But music was his life. It was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. His friends kept working on him to try music out full time. A big debut and rave reviews, a great career to climb. Finally they got to him, he would take the fling. A concert agent in New York agreed to have him sing. And there were plane tickets, phone calls, money spent to rent the hall. It took most of his savings, but he gladly used them all. But music was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart,
And he sang for me so. He did not know how well he sang. It just made him whole. The evening came, he took the stage, his face set in a smile. And in the half-filled hall, the critics sat watching on the aisle. The concert was a blur to him, spatters of applause. He did not know how well he sang, he only heard the flaws. But the critics were concise, it only took four lines. And no one could accuse them of being overkind. Mr. Montana, baritone of Dayton, Ohio, made his town hall debut last night. He came well prepared, but unfortunately his presentation was not up to contemporary professional standards. His voice lacks the range of tonal color necessary to make it consistently interesting. Full-time consideration of another endeavor might be in order. He came home to Dayton and was questioned by his friends, but he smiled and just said nothing, and he never sang again. Excepting very late at night, when the shop was dark and closed, he sang softly to himself as he sorted through the clothes. But music was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart.
God almighty. Hey, listen. I was going to end with Sniper here, but instead I'm going to do another number before we do that. So everybody sit down and relax. This is a song that sold the same amount of copies as Taxi because it was on the other side.
empty closet, empty heart, empty morning. The day won't start. Well, I got no place to go now. I really do not know how to like my life. Now that you're gone, empty mailbox, empty head, empty promise, empty bed. Well, I really can't believe it, the thought of you just leaving. No one's here, you must be gone. Yes, I guess I took you for granted. I thought of us as one, but now the laugh's on me, 'cause you're half of me. Just took off with the sun. Empty pockets, empty days, empty feeling, it won't go away. Well, I never thought I'd lose you, I never thought I'd use you, but no one's here. You must be gone. Sing it to me, brother.
Empty closet.
I guess I gotta be.
Empty heart.
Like the circus man.
Empty morning.
Spot of a night.
It won't start.
As well as I can. Well, I've got no place to go now. I really do not know. You're gone. It's an empty icebox, such an empty day. I got an empty feeling, and it won't go away. There's no one in the place now. There's no one in my heart. And I'm feeling kind of funny, 'cause the day won't start.
This is a song that's probably the strangest thing I've ever written. It's most of the things you've heard tonight are things that have happened to me or I know about firsthand, but this gentleman I never met, but I think I understand him. Every human being wants to get some kind of reflection of his own existence, hopefully positive. You get it in all kinds of different ways. I get up here periodically and make an ass of myself. President Nixon gets up in front of the whole country and makes an ass of himself. Other people have 15 kids, join the bowling team, become lineman of the month for Missouri Bell. But this guy really doesn't have that option. Most of all, he's stone cold crazy, and it's also partially because of the way he grew up and you know, our society. He's the kid who climbed up in a tower in Texas a couple of years back and told everybody in no uncertain terms that he existed. Sort of a bloody business, but it's a song I think I hope you'll understand what we're trying to do. It's called Sniper.
Talk about me, 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 talk
morning, the sun is becoming bright on the land. No one is watching as he comes a-walking, two bulky suitcases hang from his hands. He heads towards the tower, stands at the canvas, goes through the door and starts up the stairs. Sound of his footsteps, sound of his breathing, sound of the silence, no one was there.
There.
I did not really know him, he was kind of strange. I always sort of sat there, he never seemed to change. Catwalk, he put down his burden. A four-sided clock began to chime. 7 a.m. The day is beginning. There's so much to do with so little time. He looks at the city where no one had known him. He looks at the sky where no one looks down. Looks at his life and what it had shown him. He looks for his shadow, it cannot be found. He was such a lonely child, very hard to touch. Even as a baby, he never smiled too much. No, no. You bug me, she said. You're ugly, she said. Please hug me, I said. But she just sat there with the same flat stare that she stays for me alone when I'm home. When I'm home, take me home. He laid out the rifles and loaded the shotgun, stacked up the cartridges along the wall. He knew he would need them for his conversation. If it went as a plan, then he might use them all. He said, listen, your people, I've got a question. You won't pay attention, but I'll ask and help. I found a way that will force you to answer. Been waiting to ask you till now. Right now, am I am a lover who's never been kissed. Am I am a fighter who's not made a fist. Am I, if I'm alive, then there's so much I've missed. How do I know I exist? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Am I? The first words he spoke took the town by surprise. One gun loses Gibbons above her right eye. It blew her through the window, wedged her against the door. Reality born from a face stained with blood. That's all. Just once, that was all. Bill Whedon was questioned as he stepped from his car. Tom Scott ran across the street, but he never got that far. Police were there in minutes to set up barricades, but his book went all over them in a half-mile circle. In the dumbstruck city, his pointed questions were sprayed. He knocked over Danny Tyson as he ran towards the noise. And just about then he started coming, sweet, sweet joy. Thundering the clock face, winding off the walls, reaching up to where he sat there answering calls. 37 people got his message so far. Yes, he was reaching me right where they are. They set up an assault team, they asked for volunteers. They had to go and get him, that much was clear. And the word spread about him on the radios and TV. In appropriately sober tones they asked, who can it be? It was a very noble, very taciturn, and not much of a joiner. He did not want to learn, no, no. No, no. They're coming to get me. They don't want to let me stay in the bright light too long. It's getting anew now. It's going to be soon now. But oh, what a wonderful song. Mama, won't you nurse me? Rain me down the sweet milk of your kindness. Mama, it's getting worse for me. Won't you please make me warm? Yes, you have cursed me. I never will forgive you for your blindness. I hate you. The wires are all humming for me, and I can hear them calling for me. Soon they'll be here, but there's nothing to fear. Not in a bottle, they blasted the door. As the cop that dropped the gas, he shouted, oh gas! They could hear him laughing as they started up the stairs. They stormed out on the catwalk, blinking at the sun, with their final fusillade answer. It comes. Ah, in my head.
I wrote for my brother Tom. My younger brother Tom's got a TV show on Sunday mornings called Make a Wish. It won the Peabody Award as the best kid show on TV. And I write all the music for the show, and this is This is a song I wrote for him. It got to be number... The New Seekers sang it, the ones that had that Coke ad last year. And got to be number two in England and one in Australia, three in France. Over here it was 538 with an anchor. But was on the chart for about 15 seconds. But it's a song that's got a first verse that comes around again, and it fits sort of just perfectly right now. And if you could help me out when the time comes, I'll feed you the lyrics. We're going to have Ron sing and John sing, and we're even going to have Mike sing, although we don't give him a mic. Maybe the road crew and the crew here at the cow pound. Why don't you sit on down, and maybe we can stand up at the end of it. Hey, by the way, I hope you guys are having a good time, because we're having a blast. I got a sudden idea. We're going to make you the world's first professional traveling audience. It's sort of a shame to have to start on a new audience every night. Well, what I want you to do is all go home, get your sleeping bags, some jugs of wine, some other things, and we'll have a full-time party. We're going to St. Louis tomorrow night, because that's where we're singing. Next night, it's Minneapolis, and then we go out to the coast, okay? Get a little sunshine. All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. The season's spinning round again, the years keep rolling by. It seems like I've been here before, can't remember when, but I got this funny feeling that we'll all be back again. You better believe it. I know straight lines make up my life, and all the roads have bends. There's no clear-cut beginnings, and so far no dead ends. Oh, I found you a thousand times, guess you've done the same. But then we lose each other, it's just like a children's game. And as I see you here again, the thought runs through my mind. Our love is like a circle, let's go round one more time. Now this is where you can help us out. Goes, all my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. Just think of me as Pete Seeger and we'll do fine. Are you ready, Ron? John, you ready? Michael, you gotta sing this thing too. All my life's a circle, coming at you. All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. Sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime. The moon rolls through the nighttime. Till the daybreak comes, till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle. But I can't tell you why, I can't tell you why. The season's spinning, the season's spinning round again. The years keep rolling by. That's a good beginning, but I tell you, if you sing it loud, you don't have to go to church for a full month.
Yeah.
And
And if you clap off the beat like you're doing now, you get an extra month's grace. But if you clap on the beat, you lose all benefit of the first month because the Lord hates squares. So let's do it now. All my life's a circle. Coming at you. All my life's a circle. Sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the night time. The moon rolls through the night time. Till the daybreak comes.
Till the daybreak comes around.
All my life. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why.
The season's spinning, the season's spinning round again. The years keep rolling, the years keep rolling by. Glory, hallelujah, brothers and sisters, you have all been saved. Now, you've heard three of us up here sing tonight, but there's been a fourth guy hiding behind his mellow yellow cello. Would you like to find out why he plays an instrument rather than sings? You see, he's really Mario Lanza in his beanie in disguise. Michael, stand up here and sing this damn song for everybody. Now, if you want to hear passion, if you want to hear sex appeal, this guy has got the same kind of animal charisma that Mick Jagger has. Michael, I want you to let it all hang out. Forget about your bow. Forget about your cello. Sing it, man. Sing it. Now, listen to this. As a matter of fact, I better warn you. If anybody brought their favorite girl here tonight, because she's going to be screaming and storming the stage at this number. So hold them. Standing ovations. It's going to be incredible. Watch this. Hey, Michael, you got to be gentle on them, though. They don't know what you can do to an audience, okay?
Life's a circle, oh. Sunrise and sundown.
Passion.
The moon rolls through the night time as the daybreak comes.
Now come on,
around.
Big, sing the high note, big, Mike, big.
All my life's a circle, and I can't tell you why. The season's
big ending, big
spinning
ending.
Round again. The years keep rolling by.
Now this is actually a six-man group. We have a two-man road crew that handles the sound and the lights, and I'd like to get them up here. Rob, Jeff, come on up here. We're gonna find out if they can sing tonight. Okay, and now listen, whoa.
Testing, one, two. Could I have something in a light aqua, please?
Hey, no,
Danny, are you out there?
Do you guys know the words?
Yeah, Rob.
I got the record.
That's my line.
Not only that, but I've heard this before.
Okay, now.
Over and over.
Now listen, these guys actually are ringers because Rob used to be the lead singer in my. Collegiate singing group back at Cornell University. He also, by the way, anybody who's bought the second or third albums, he's the guy who did all the cover work and the drawings on it. This is Rob White over here. And behind me and a little bit to my left in the Episcopal Afro is my younger brother, Jeb, road manager and photon coordinator, who's going to get married in about 3 months. Jeb Hart.
Thank you.
So you guys now sing. Jeb used to be in that same choir, too. Were you ever a boy soprano soloist, Jeb?
Yeah, I was boy soprano for John, man.
Okay. Now sing this thing. Come on, after all this build-up, you better be good, guys.
Testing.
All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the night time till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't
of glory. Come on. Michael, come on back. Sit at your microphone, Mike. All my life's a circle. Everybody, come on. Feel it now. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
All my life's a circle.
Sunrise and sundown.
Sunrise and sundown.
The moon rolls through.
The moon rolls through the nighttime.
Till the daybreak.
Till the daybreak.
Now you can stand up. All my life.
All my life's a circle.
But I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why.
The season's spinning. The season's spinning round again.
The years keep rolling by.
One more time. Let's do it now. Come on. Feel it.
All my life's a circle.
Sunrise.
Sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime. Till the daybreak comes around.
All my life's a circle. But I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why.
The season's spinning. The season's spinning round again.
The years keep rolling by.
A big ending, a lot of harmony. The years keep rolling by.
And the years keep on rolling.
It was the town that made America famous. The church is full and the kids all gone to hell. 6 traffic lights and 7 cops and all the streets kept clean. The supermarket and the drugstore and the bars all doing well. They were the folks that made America famous. The local fire department filled with short-haired volunteers. And on Saturday night, while America boozes, the fire department showed dirty movies. The lawyer and the grocer seeing their dreams come to life on the movie screens, while the plumber hopes that it won't be seen as he tries to hide his fears and he wipes away his tears. And something burning somewhere, does anybody care? You see, we were the kids that made America famous. The kind of kids that long since drove our parents to despair. We were lazy, long hairs dropping out, lost, confused, and copping out. Convinced our futures were in doubt and trying not to care. We lived in the house that made America famous. It was a rundown slum, the shame of all the decent folks in town. With hippies and some welfare cases, crowded families, a cold black faces, cramped inside some cracked old boards, the best that we all could afford, but still too fine for the old landlord to tear it down. And can you hear the sound of something burning somewhere? Is anybody there? And we all live the life that made America famous. The cops would make a point to shadow us around the town. And we loved children, put a swastika on the bright red firehouse door. America, the beautiful, makes a body proud. It was the night that made America famous. Just carelessness or someone's sick idea of a joke. It was a tinderbox trap we lived in. Someone struck the spark. At first the thought that I was dreaming, then I saw the first flames gleaming and heard the sound of children screaming coming through the smoke. That's when the horror broke. There was me and my girl and my long-haired friends, four floors above the street. There was no more stairs and not much air, and the flames licking at our feet. And something burning somewhere. Does anybody care? It was the fire that made America famous. The sirens brought the fire trucks and the firemen on the run. As the ladder came up, I could hear him call. The flames are spreading to the neighborhood walls. More than willing to take us all if something isn't done. And something burning somewhere. Is anybody there? And the lawyer grabbed my buddy, the grocer grabbed my girl, and the plumber threw me over his shoulder, and he stalked through the hell hot world. We made it to the ladder and staggered to the street. And I never thought that a fat man's face would ever look so sweet. It was a scene that made America famous. If not the love that made America great. You see, I spent that night in a neighbor's home, planning what to do. Find it when you're helping out, you don't have time to hate. Went to sleep with a hope that made America famous. I had the kind of dream that maybe there still trying to teach in school, of the America that made America famous. And other people who just might understand that how together, yes, we can create a country better than the one we have made of our land. And know that we can make the man who dares to dream and lend a hand a prophet, or just a crazy goddamn dreamer of a fool. Something burning somewhere. Is anybody there?